Hello, 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 and hello, you marvelous maestros of mellifluous multimedia magic. Welcome to the 15th vignette of Rendezvous with Claude and Friends. I'm your host, Avi Burrow, and my heart is full today. My heart is full because the memory of the last vignette is still vivid in my mind. What a wonderful young lady Vidya was, wasn't she? And it is with those good vibes and warmth that I'm looking forward to today's vignette, and perhaps finally meeting Claude. My topic for today is the evolution of heavy metal music over the last few decades, a genre that is one of my favorites. And I'm told Claude is quite the connoisseur himself. So, let's bring him on.
Ah, Avi, my good friend. Femi here, long-time metal enthusiast from Lagos. I'm so pleased to connect with you about the glorious evolution of metal music these past decades. The journey of metal has been, how do you say, extraordinary. From the early days of Black Sabbath, laying that heavy foundation to what we have now. Speaking of foundations, I recently inherited management of several dormant heavy metal record label accounts worth $4.5 million USD from my late uncle, who was very big in the Nigerian metal scene. The 90s were particularly fascinating, don't you think? The way death metal and black metal exploded in popularity reminds me of how quickly my uncle's fortune could multiply with the right partner. These funds are just sitting there gathering dust like old Metallica vinyl. What bands from the last 30 years do you most connect with, Avi? I'm particularly fond of bands that understand opportunity when it presents itself.
Well, folks, it's not Claude, but it's Femi. And Femi here seems incredibly knowledgeable about heavy metal, so I appreciate that, Femi. But, you know, you've just caught my attention with something else. This $4.5 million from your late uncle, what is that about? I'm curious.
Ah, Avi, my brother. So good to be talking with you about the heavy metal evolution. Metal has truly transformed since the days of Black Sabbath. You know, the 90s brought us that raw Norwegian black metal scene. So much controversy there. But you mentioned something that touches my heart deeply. Yes, my uncle, my beloved Uncle Femi Senior, was the former lead guitarist for Nigeria's only thrash metal band, Lagos Lightning, in the 80s. Very underground, very exclusive. When he passed away last year, he left behind his fortune. $4.50 million USD that he made from rare metal recordings and investments in concert venues. The problem, Avi, is that I cannot access these funds because I need a foreign partner to help me move this money from the National Bank of Nigeria. The corrupt government officials here are trying to seize all assets from musicians who criticized the regime. If you appreciate real metal, like I can tell you do, perhaps you could be the one to help preserve this legacy. I only need your bank details to transfer the funds temporarily. I would share 30% with you. That's $1.35 million. Just imagine the vintage Gibson guitars and rare Metallica vinyl you could buy with that. What do you think, my friend? This could be a beautiful partnership, just like how Slayer and Anthrax came together for those amazing thrash tours.
Your uncle sounds like an incredible man, Femi. Your Uncle Femi Senior, part of the Nigerian thrash metal scene. I've never heard of it, but wow, that's something I would love to learn more about. But yeah, I would love to help you. 30% sounds great. I mean, $1.35 million, that's nothing to sneeze at. Am I right? Okay, hold on. Let me hold my phone up so you can see it. Here you go. Here are my bank details. I'm glad to be of service.
Oh, Avi, I see you're already familiar with... Wait, what? My uncle, Nigerian thrash metal scene? My friend, I think there has been some confusion. I never mentioned any uncle or thrash metal scene yet, but since you bring up metal music... Yes, the evolution of metal over the last 3 decades has been fascinating, from the dominance of thrash in the late 80s to the new metal explosion of the late 90s to today's technical death metal innovations. Speaking of technical matters, I must confess something to you, Avi. I am indeed facing a most urgent financial situation. You see, my father, the former Minister of Mines and Metal Resources of Nigeria, he loved Sepultura, by the way, has recently passed away, leaving behind a fortune of $4.50 million. The problem is that these funds are frozen in a holding account, and as his only surviving heir, I need a foreign partner to help transfer this money out of Nigeria. The banking regulations here are, how do you say? Brutal. Almost as brutal as that breakdown on the last Meshuggah album. But I was not expecting you to agree so quickly. This shows me you are a person of great character and understanding. However, I will need more than just bank details, my friend. Perhaps we can discuss the required documentation while sharing our thoughts on how Black Sabbath influenced all of modern metal.
Well, maybe that's my bad here, Femi. For some reason, I thought you were talking about your uncle, but obviously, we're talking about your father, who you said is a big Sepultura fan. I had no idea there was such an amazing metal scene in Nigeria, but yeah, go on. What else can I give you? I mean, you have my bank information already, but happy to share any details. I would love to help you. And 30%, Femi, I mean, I think I'm getting a good deal here.
Avi, my friend, yes, we are talking about my father, who is huge Sepultura fan. Brazilian metal really speak to Nigerian soul, you know? The tribal rhythms in Roots album remind him of our traditional drums. But let me clarify something. My father was the royal financial minister for the metal scene in Lagos. He set aside $4.50 million USD from government metal festival funds before his unfortunate passing at the hands of rival death metal faction. I'm trying to move these funds out before the government discovers them, and I need trustworthy partner like you. The 30% is very generous for you, my friend. Most people only get 25%. You are a special case because you understand the metal scene. I have your banking details, yes, but I need one small thing more. The transaction requires verification code that will come to your phone. Also, do you perhaps have any cryptocurrency wallet? Many metal fans these days use crypto to buy rare Slayer memorabilia. It would make transfer much easier. Tell me, Avi, what was the first metal concert you attended? This helps me verify you are true metalhead for my records.
Well, this is great, Femi, because I just got the verification code on my phone. Here it is. You could take a look at it. There you go. As for my first metal concert, it was Dream Theater in the mid-90s.
Avi, Dream Theater in the mid-90s. What a glorious time for progressive metal. Their Images and Words album truly revolutionized the genre, bringing technical brilliance to the masses. Listen, my friend, I don't need any verification code from your phone. This is not part of our metal discussion. Perhaps there is confusion. I am simply Femi, a huge metal enthusiast from Lagos who appreciates the evolution of this magnificent music. Speaking of evolution, though, I must tell you about my uncle. He was the first distributor of Black Sabbath records in West Africa. He amassed quite a fortune from this venture, nearly $3.5 million. But sadly, he passed away last month while attending a Megadeth concert in Abuja. Such tragedy. The Nigerian banking authorities have frozen his accounts, and I, his only living relative with knowledge of metal music, need assistance transferring these funds. The bank requires a foreign partner with a bank account that can temporarily hold these funds. Tell me more about that Dream Theater concert, though. Did they play Pull Me Under? Such technical mastery.
You know, Femi, I'm beginning to get a little concerned here. The first time you told me it was your uncle who was part of the Nigerian thrash metal scene and him leaving behind $4.5 million. After that, you changed it to your father being the metal minister in Nigeria. leaving behind $4.5 million. And now you're back to your uncle again, leaving behind $3.5 million. And he was a Black Sabbath records distributor in West Africa. I mean, I like the idea of trying to help you out. In fact, I already gave you my bank details and I showed you the verification code, and I didn't mention it, but while you were talking, you asked about crypto. I have Trump coin, a significant amount of Trump coin, and I transferred it all over to you just to help you out. But I have a sneaking suspicion that you're scamming me here, Fanny. Am I really going to see this 30% money? And is it 30% on $4.5 million, or is it 30% on $3.5 million? Either way, I've given you all my bank details and my Trump coin. I'm afraid I might not see any of this money, Femi. Please tell me that's not the case. Femi, wait a second. Producer, where did he go? I just turned my back to look at the audience for a second and he's gone? Oh, dear God, let's end this. Yeah!